We have Cindy and Joe on the air now to help us. Yeah, to help us with this question. Good morning, Cindy, Joe.
Hi.
Hey, Cindy. Hi, Joe.
Yeah, I know. Hey, well, did you hear the question, the comment that Lisa texted in?
That's a difficult one. And Joe's just getting on the phone right now, too. So he's in. Yes. Could you repeat it just one more time, just so that we hear it together?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, Cindy. In a nutshell, Lisa texted in and she said that she and her husband are struggling with the frightening thought that they are going to be caretakers for their parents. But their parents right now are taking care of her sister who has cerebral palsy. So they're full-time caretakers. So they're going to take mom and dad into their home. And what's really frightening this listener is the fact that once mom and dad are gone, they're going to have to feel expected to take on the challenge of caretaking their sister who has cerebral palsy also. And they don't want to feel guilty, but they want to know how they can do it.
Well, there's a lot to those layers, aren't there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, we're in the process in our own life of recognizing it's not like we've just discovered it now. It's certainly something that we have talked about for many, many, many years. Our son is 37, and Joe and I are 65, both of us together, same age. And one of the things I think that we have really had to talk about is the importance of pacing yourself, first of all, but then also recognizing that other people are going to have to step in. And planning that is really difficult, but doing it ahead of the game is much more important than if you do it last minute. Mm. And so for this person who's going through this, you're going to have to probably find the different agencies that they work with this the daughter that has cerebral palsy. You know, finding out all of the details of how she's taken care of. And it doesn't mean that necessarily they're going to have to be the ones that provide that care, but they're going to have to understand who is it that's, you know, in their circle that is doing that. I'll say for sure with the things that we've had to do for Joey over the years, we have a team of people. And, you know, they say that the circle of friends that most people have is, you know, 10 or 20 people, but the circle of caregivers that a caregiver has goes up to something like 150. And I would say that's true. When we would sit around the table for Joey's work related meetings, it wasn't just people from work, it was people who were therapists, and the list goes on. So the person that called is probably going to have to really figure out what is the care regimen right now that is being taken care of? And I could recommend a book. It's called The Caregiver's Book, and it's by Jolene Filo. And it's a book. It's not a book to read. It's a book to put together with the doctors that people, each person has. What is their daily routine and things like that? Because even if you're not the caregiver, someone is going to have to take over that responsibility.
Right. So essentially what you're saying, Cindy, is it takes planning.
It's going to take a lot of planning, and certainly a lot more planning than probably than with an aging parent, if that aging parent is able to be part of the conversation.
The process.
Mm-hmm. Like in our case, you know, in our case, our son is not very verbal. So what goes on for him later, and then what goes on for us later, too, has really been spoken to both of our daughters so that they really understand, you know, in the years to come, what do we expect? What do they expect? And, you know, not wanting to put the burden on them, but also making sure that our son is cared for, because we want to make sure that someone cares for him the way we have over all these years. Joe, did you have a comment?
Yeah, I think even before the planning comes a change in attitude. I think one of the greatest challenges for every parent of a special needs child or taking care of adults, parents that need special attention, is realizing that you are now entering into a new normal. Mm. You know, you're kind of used to a routine. You're kind of used to how life is. But then all of a sudden you got this new thing that's kind of being thrown into your lap. And you're going to have to make a really important decision as to whether or not that you know, this is something you're going to engage in or not engage in. And, you know, we deal with special needs populations, communities quite a bit. And we know that the reality is that 85% of marriages that have special needs kids, they end up in divorce. Mm-hmm. And it's primarily because of this issue right here, that they choose not to engage and they choose not to change their lifestyle. They choose not to really address the issues that need to be made. And then comes the planning. You know, once you make up your mind to say, okay, I'm in, I'm all in, this is a non-negotiable, nothing's going to compromise my marriage, nothing's going to compromise my commitment to the Lord or to anybody.
Yeah.
Because this new situation has been put in our lives. And once you make that decision, engaging and doing the planning, I think, becomes a lot, if you will, quote unquote, easier. And so I think that's where you need to start.
So shifting
your attitude.
Yeah. So shifting your mind to the new normal, which is right now, and then setting a plan moving forward to be able to navigate through that. That's wonderful, Joe. And Cindy, thank you so much for being available once again after we had just finished with you. But the listeners were asking, and we thought, hey, no better experts than Joe and Cindy. So,
And, you know, if I could just add one more thing, too. Just, you know, when you're in this decision-making process, for everyone to just be patient with each other, because everyone will have different ways of looking at things. And take all that in, you know, kind of put it on the table, and then take what looks best for your situation. And it may be very different than the person next door to you who's dealing with something quite similar.
Right. That's wonderful. Cindy, Joe, thank you.